Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies mini coming to you from my home in Los Angeles on Thursday, April 25th, 2 Oceans 13. Last night we did a Benson movie interruption at CineFamily of Beautiful Creatures, which was not particularly beautiful and pretty much lacking any creatures. I'll play the audio from the beginning of that show at the conclusion of this shorty. Since last I spoke, you listened, I got word that Werner Herzog is available to attempt to continue his Leonard Maltin winning streak on next Tuesday's Doug Loves Movies taping at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. Get there by 5:30, and you might just get to stand in line next to Baseball Jordan. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Crossword Punk tweeted, 42, the number of times Tudyk says the N-word. This has been Tweet Relief, Tweets About Movies, Alan Tudyk edition. Go Tudyks! The next Benson movie interruption at CineFamily is Safe Haven. No one is safe, no one is haven. And that will be on Thursday, May 2nd at 7:30. Saturday, May 4th, I'll be doing stand-up at the Firebird in St. Louis. The 8 o'clock show is sold out, but seats are available for the 11 o'clock show. Bring your name tags to both, because we will play the Leonard Maltin game. And we'll also play the game at the end of my stand-up show at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, on Cinco de Mayo at 7 o'clock. Now here's the opening of last night's movie interruption show, and as always, the N-word is a shithead.
Thanks, Terry. Thank you.
Everybody, thank you so much for coming to what for me is possibly the most blind movie interruption that I've ever done. I saw the trailer for this movie and I said, I'm interrupting that. And I'm gonna read as very little bit about it as I possibly can and just enjoy it with my friends and CineFamily. And you know, I guess it got mixed reviews. Did not do well at the box office. No one was like, but we love Twilight and Hunger Games so much that this is good too. Didn't work out for me. But I've assembled a crack team of gentlemen. No ladies on this one. I wanted to have a woman on the panel to kind of be like, yeah, but come on, you guys, you know. Just because they're witches doesn't mean that they're... But that, unfortunately, did not work out. And but I did get three hilarious but also sensitive gentlemen to come and help interrupt Beautiful Creatures. Please welcome my friends DC Pearson, Ben Schwartz, and Steve Agee.
Let's watch the crowd.
Take that one over there. Sit in the ones and twos, Ben. Or you can sit on three if you want.
Yeah. Where are you?
You got a number of pillows now.
Oh, I'll switch off.
DC on five.
On five.
Four or five. In that range.
I tripped immediately.
Steve's a seven. No, I'll go over here. I'll be eight.
Who's at the piano? Elton John's at the piano. Matt Damon as Liberace's son slash football.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I'm very excited about that.
There is no piano accompaniment tonight. Beautiful Creatures has a soundtrack.
Can you screen the Liberace cable thing here in an interrupt?
Beyond, what's it called? Beyond the Candelabra?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Behind?
I think it's Beyond
the Candelabra in his
Beyond
behind.
Thunderdome. In between the Candelabra.
That's Thunderdome. So anyway, let's hear for Ben Schwartz, everybody. He's here.
He's got a microphone. He's ready to talk smack about beautiful creatures.
Can't wait, man.
Yeah? You have not seen this movie?
I have not seen it. I saw a trailer whilst seeing other films a while back. That's as much as I've seen.
Okay.
I know there's... It seems like there's some form of magic in it.
Yeah.
Great.
The working title was The Bitches of Eastwick.
That was crazy, man.
And D.C. Pearson is here, everybody. Author of the young adult novel, Crab Kingdom.
Correct.
And I believe Beautiful Creatures is a young adult novel.
They just went into a Barnes & Noble and pulled in a camera at a book for 2.5 hours.
Did you read it?
I have not read it. I have read very, very little modern young adult literature.
Right, you're writing that shit. Why would you read it?
Right,
it's ridiculous.
It's just like, you know, no stand-ups ever watch other comedians. You know what I mean? Why would you ever experience the art that you're
trying to make? I'm barely paying attention to you right now.
Still thinking about that Bitches of Eastwick joke.
That was solid. And Steve Agee is here, everybody. That's weird. You have fans.
That is weird.
Interesting. And you've never seen this movie.
I didn't even know this was a movie until you called me today.
Yeah, you thought that we were going to interrupt Heavenly Creatures?
Yeah.
Peter Jackson.
I was like, that's a good movie, though, Doug.
Interrupted to say, don't kill that child.
Branching out into the classics. Next week, we're doing Lawrence of Arabia.
Nice.
And free lemonade for everybody.
Wow.
I love everyone that laughed at that. His lemonade is prominent in Lawrence of Arabia.
Is that true?
That's right.
Lawrence wants his goddamn lemonade.
It's thirst quenching in the desert.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody should do a remix where a pitcher of lemonade bursts through. Kool-Aid's here. And Lawrence is like, that will not do. And then goes off into the desert. I lost a few people on that. So we're going to interrupt this movie now, and thank you all for attending another sold-out show here at Cine Family. Get your tickets, listeners, to this part of the Douglas Movies podcast. Get your tickets to see Safe Haven. The guy in the audience just sent, shot a load into his... He shot it, but look out, everybody.
Right into a Safe Haven DVD.
Yeah.
It sounded like your Mr. Belvedere sitting on his balls or something.
Yeah, we're showing Safe Haven. Oh!
Wesley.
I forget the date now, but it's coming up. You'll figure it out. And then next one after that is The Call.
We're
going after all the great movies of 2013. And thank you guys once again for coming. One quick thing. Before the movie starts, we're going to show you some, you know, weird trailer from Cine Family that'll creep you out. It's probably not for emetophobes. And then we're also going to show you 5 or 6, I'm not sure the total number, but I did some films with the nice folks at 5 Second Films. And so you're going to see a 5 or 6 5-Second Films Festival. Yeah, it's going to take less than a minute. And I think I'm in all the ones that they brought tonight, and I hope you enjoy them, and I hope you look them up on YouTube and give them lots more hits. And I think they're going to have a Kickstarter soon for their movie, I'm guessing. Who doesn't have a Kickstarter?
I saw a Kickstarter the other day. A guy wanted to, like, you know, catch a bus down to the grocery store and get some food.
I was like, I support that project.
30 days to get $2.50 for bus fare.
The lights are dimming, or I need my medical marijuana for my glaucoma. Please enjoy everything that's about to happen.
Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, it's comedian Jen Kirkman, and you will love my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. If you don't believe me, don't take my word for it. Here's what the Onion AV Club had to say. What actually makes Jen Kirkman's podcast funny is her inherent knack for cultivating conflict, even talking into a microphone in a room by herself. Kirkman is eternally embattled, but she tempers her cynicism with sweetness, and more often than not, she's right. No Fun, everywhere you get podcasts.
Hi, this is me, Michael Ian Black, very famous, and I'm back with an all-new season of Obscure. New book, new location, new ways for me to mansplain literature. This season, I'm reading Wuthering Heights, and what are you reading? Nothing. So join me for laughs and semi-smart conversation. Find Obscure by Michael Ian Black wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us for new episodes weekly.